Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, the first of several great summertime sales from Superior Livestock's coming up on the 14th and 15th of June. It'll be their Corn Belt Classic 19, originating out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 72,500 head of cattle will be offered, including 12,350 yearling steers, 10,500 yearling heifers, 12,700 weaned calves, and 34,000 calves on cow. Now, the sale will be starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, a little later than some of the other auctions that we normally have on Superior, 9 a.m. Central Time on June 14th and Thursday, June 15th. If you want more information about exactly when the various lots will be selling both days, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Latest crop production numbers out from USDA this last Friday morning, along with their WASDE report, the World Ag Supply Demand Outlook as well. The crop production numbers are especially important for the Southern Great Plains as it gives us the latest size of this 2017 winter wheat crop. It left the Oklahoma and Texas wheat crop unchanged from the May numbers. 69 million bushels expected to be produced this year in Texas, 89 million bushels in Oklahoma, in both cases well under that of a year ago. The Kansas crop was raised to 103 million bushels, again, well under that of a year ago. According to Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson, the numbers that came in reflecting the reality of this year's lower crop.
Yes, they've got Oklahoma production at 89 million bushels. The crop tour had it at 100 million. I think what the harvest is showing us is that 89 is probably closer to what Oklahoma is going to get. The test weight is really good on this wheat coming in. I think that's very important because that says that this is probably going to be a good milling quality wheat as far as yield goes on the flour. The protein, as we anticipated, is it's below, well below average. We'd like to have that higher, but right now, the market's reacting positive with about an 80-cent price increase over the last 3 weeks.
As far as for our producers, what do they need to really be thinking about now as they wrap up harvest and they consider what they're going to do with this wheat that's in the bin?
Well, I think it's looking good right now with the uptrend that we've got going on in wheat. I think it's extremely important that Kansas City July or that KC July contract close above $4.50. It's important that it holds that 450 level. And if it does, say Monday, we close above 450, I think we're going to run up to 480. We might even take a shot at that $5.
OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson. Heading into the weekend, Plains Grains had us at 38% harvested for the Oklahoma crop, about 55% for the Texas crop, just starting in Kansas. For the most part, good weather over the weekend. Likely a lot of combines have covered quite a few acres in the three states. It's National Beef Jerky Day. Dollar Head Beef Checkoff encouraging the news media to get on board with helping tell folks about the goodness of beef jerky, why it's an ideal snack. Saying, number one, it'll help fuel kids through the final bell, keeping them attentive and ready to learn. For adults, they say it'll help you avoid the workday slump as a healthier, salty snack option. Beef Jerky Day 2017. Enjoy. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
At your farm news, have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.